Live, here we are, worldwide live through the internet with BBS Radio. Welcome to another episode of the Win Free Hour on the Monday evening. Thank you for being here. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line as we are awaiting our host, Win Free. Two more people joined in here in the last minute. I welcome you both. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Dr. Art. Kirsten
Ellis.
I did pick up Dr. Art. Welcome, Dr. Art.
Thank you.
Dr. Art.
And I heard a lady's voice.
Aunt Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, guys.
All right. And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And welcome to all those who are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And as every evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, actually Pacific Daylight Savings Time, we will be doing our whole planet healing call, where we collectively do the conference call and we do a personal meditation when it reads some of the channel materials, and together we put stuff into the love light for improvement, for protection, for betterment. And you can find the information to call in. It's only per phone on the conference call. You can find it at the website, wholeplanethealing.com. And we did have another participant joining in here on the call live. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
Helen in Virginia Beach.
Hello, Helen. Welcome.
Hello. I'll jump right in there and make everybody else say it.
And for those who are listening in, particularly on BBS, if you want to participate with the Overhaul Planet Healing, the phone number is 712-770-4340 with the access code of 250-513#. And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris. Welcome.
Yes.
And I will repeat the phone number one more time. 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513#. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
No.
Roger. Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Roger, they didn't recognize me in between, right?
Sorry?
Never mind. It's Wynn.
Welcome, Wynn.
Oh, yeah. How can you welcome somebody that's always there?
Well, I even welcome myself when I look in the mirror.
That takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
Now, is Anna on the line?
Anna from Camp Wah is with us, yes.
Oh, good. And is Raiden on the line?
He is.
And is Kathleen on the line?
Negative.
And is Dr. Art on the line?
Positive.
Dr. Art, are you there?
You might be muted.
You might be muted.
Yeah, I'm here. When I went to the bathroom, so I could still hear the phone, but I couldn't get to it.
Doctors don't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they do, too. At least this one does.
All right. So we're having a talk today on health, okay? Just generally. And you could even lead it if you want.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, lead it with me.
Okay.
One thing you got to remember is when you're leading a talk, right?
Yeah.
You got to pay attention to people that take advantage, talk too long, are on the wrong topic, and you got to tell them, be quiet.
Yeah. Right. I'm with you. Okay.
In a nice way.
Yeah. Like you tell me sometimes, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
But, you know, the people on our call tend to be really interested in alternative health. And
yeah.
Some of them have illnesses, right?
Yeah.
And things wrong. This is Morgan on the line?
No, she's not. Here's another call. What about home? Please say a name and location.
Gretchen, Mesa, Arizona.
Hello, Gretchen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Gretchen. We are a stone's throw away.
I'm sorry?
We're in Scottsdale.
You're in Scottsdale right now?
Right now, yeah.
Oh, with Terry, yeah.
Right.
Oh, wow. I hope that's going well. It's hot here, eh?
Well, all we do is sit in air-conditioned rooms.
Oh, yeah.
What would happen in,
welcome.
I shouldn't say, what would happen to Phoenix if the electricity went off?
Oh, my gosh, don't even say that, really.
Okay, who just showed up?
Well, weren't we waiting for Kathleen?
No. Let her.
She'll be on the call because I just talked to her.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Due to Ding's wind, do you want to start the recording?
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 20th, 2018. Everybody everywhere, and my name is Wynn, and I happen to be in Scottsdale, and Monday is our wild card night, so I thought this evening we would have people talk about health. How many of you know things about alternative health that other people may not know?
I do. Yes.
I do.
Was that Aurora that said I do?
It is.
Yeah.
No, Jeannie.
And of course, Dr. Art doesn't know anything, right?
Not too much. I know more about cancer than I know anything else, believe me.
And is Anna here?
And in the meantime, Raiden, please mute your phone line and then unmute when you want to talk. You have crackly sound coming back into the line.
I'm into holistic health.
You're into holistic health. Okay.
Rather than calling it alternative.
Just get ready, Anna, because I'm going to say, talk about hemohem, okay? But okay. Don't go too long or you're going to get in trouble.
Okay.
All right. And I'll tell you what. Are we recording? We're recording. Just for the heck of it. Let's see if I call Terry or she'll come on the line. Okay? She was feeling good today and her test results are doing well today. And I think she's going to make it. And she's going to get better. Her doctor was very enthused. They might release her tomorrow. And, you know, the protocol she's doing does have a lot of success. Okay? So, let's see if she, okay, hang on a second. Hang on.
Well, thank you all for being here, and we wait for Wynn to try to get a hold of Terry. And to Dr. Art, I greatly appreciate you sharing your wisdom over here, particularly with tonight.
Not a problem. Glad to do it.
Hello?
Oh, you're there.
Yeah.
Well, listen, don't curse me out because everybody's listening.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
Hi Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Positive greeting.
Hey.
Oh, my God. You know, Raiden always has to be different, doesn't he? Huh? That's all right. That's the way he makes it.
I think Raiden is different.
Raiden is different. It's a good thing we have normal people like you on the line, right? Well, Jerry, you don't have to do anything. You can just hang there in the background.
Okay.
And you know, if you're moved to say something, you can. But we were going to do it, you know, just an open mic talk on alternative health. Okay.
Okay.
And so we got Terry on, and
hi, Terry.
How do you think we should start?
Well, I don't know. Just if anybody's got any questions, I guess.
I have a question.
Okay. How's it feel? Who's that? Who is that?
This is Jeannie. And when Jeannie, I sent you an
yes.
email.
I know, that's why I did. That's why I did this.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask Anna in Kentwa. She had mentioned something about a homeopathic human growth hormone formula. Am I getting that right, Anna? And
yes.
I wanted to find out more about that. You said that it clears or stimulates the pituitary gland. And I'd like to
yes,
find out more
and,
about that.
Yes, and it's a homeopathic medicine, and it is applied topically rather than injections. And since it's homeopathic, you know, it's diluted. So it's there's no side effects because you're not getting a big dose, and it helps develop your own action for activating the pituitary gland.
Okay. And how do I get that?
Let me ask a question. Let me go back to you. Anna, how do you know that it works?
Well, I guess through the years of it being used, and this particular, well, human growth hormone is there's a practice, and they've got clinics where people go to get this. And
okay.
I've heard I've just been introduced
it's
to it great. Recently.
No,
and the doctors, like one who has a clinic, human growth hormone clinic in Texas, I believe. He is going to include this product in his practice, and because people can use it themselves, So I'm into, you know, self-healing, things that we do to boost our own immune system. And this is one of the products along with Hemohem.
Now, did you try it yet for yourself?
I've ordered it, but I haven't gotten my order personally yet. It was just this month that I got introduced to it. And so I did some research.
How much does it cost?
$140.
Wow. $140.
Or a month to 2 months, depending. You use it just twice a day, and it's you put it on like in the where the skin is thin, and it will go into the circulatory system through the dermis, if you will, you know, rather than injections.
Anna, send me an email, Anna, with the information on it, and I'll pass it on to anyone who asks, okay?
Okay, and I just put in the mail a 8-page pamphlet on the product to you and Terry. But
okay.
I will contact you by email, too.
All right, Art, what should we do now?
Well, interestingly, of course, I've been looking for something, and I have a lot of people looking for me to get rid of this damn dizziness, because it's the only thing I think that's wrong with me at this point. And when I started out almost 7 months ago, it was they put me in hospice because they were sure I was going to leave here. I mean, I had 13 strokes and two heart attacks and cystis of the blood, which is poisoning of the blood, and that'll really take you out of here, plus pneumonia, all on January 5th when I came in the hospital. I mean, when they took me in here, I mean, the strokes affected my speech, and so, you know, after about a week or so, they had me in the hospice, and they just took me off hospice about a week and a half ago now, and so
I think we can take credit for that shift.
Yeah, well, I think you can. I think you can too. I think you can take credit for it.
I think
Dr. R.
Who is that? Is that Kathleen? No. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, I said Dr.
I know that you had gotten an order of the Hemohem for your practice. Had you tried the Hemohem yourself?
I tried it for a little bit myself, but not still sitting on the kitchen counter, really, because I had this problem.
People talking.
Yeah.
But I don't think they hear me, okay?
I hear you.
I hear you.
I know you hear me. But I don't hear him.
We hear you. I don't hear him either.
Well, everybody hears you, I think. Anyway, I never really got a chance to check the Hemohem out completely because
he was hang up, and I'll call you back, and then I'll call the conference line back. Okay. Somehow I'm not.
We can hear you.
Okay?
We can hear us.
We can hear you.
I know they're talking. I can see them on little meters.
We can hear you.
Just let it be. He will call back in just a moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, of course, I've got a lot of people looking for a lot of things, and I've learned some things that have been very extremely interesting. In fact, one of them came this morning, and Kathleen Welch from New Mexico sent it to me, and it's called Ormus, O-R-M-U-S, and it's actually a small spray bottle, and it's Ormus is from plants, I understand, and it's in magnesium. They call it magnesium oil, but it's not oily. It's actually in like a water almost, and you rub it into your scalp, and they had one guy that had a stroke problem, and he rubbed it in his scalp for 20 minutes, and I don't think the very first time, because I've done it twice today, and it hadn't affected that, but I tell you what it did affect. my neck has really been bothering me because I've been laying in the damn bed for almost 7 months. I mean, hell, you know, it's not good. And I sprayed it on my neck and shoulders and rubbed it in, and darn if it didn't straighten my neck out. You know, I mean, it was so I couldn't lift my head all the way. You know, it was just, and it did straighten that out. So, I mean, I know it's doing something, obviously, and I'm hoping like heck it'll work on the dizziness. So that's pretty.
What product is that that you're talking about?
It's called Ormus, O-R-M-U-S, which is a plant-based.
Is that the one that Kimberly recommended?
No, Kathleen Welsh in New Mexico sent it to me.
Okay.
Well, this is a monoatomic form of the mineral.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's also known as monoatomic gold. One of the ancient names for it.
It's a different thing. It's a different element. You can make it out of probably just about any element or mineral.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a monoatomic form.
It took your neck stress away, right?
It took it all away. I mean, my neck is fine. I mean, I don't have any indication. I can put my head back and, you know, lift my chin up, et cetera, which I couldn't do. I mean, it was just like frozen almost. So that's very helpful. I gotta think maybe it'll help this dizziness also.
You know, the products that Kimberly works with, she probably has her team working with them. You know, it's interesting. I mean, like we had a long time ago, we talked about monatomic gold, and Terry and I. And we asked some questions about it. And people were taking it internally. And I tried it for a while. When you take it internally, it stimulates your higher chakras, okay? I mean, it gives you a kind of buzz.
Well, this can be taken internally, too, a teaspoon a day for about a week or two.
But when I asked the question about it in a channeling, they said didn't recommend taking it too much internally.
That's right. I said about a week or maybe 2 weeks at the most.
Yeah, because what it does is it stimulates the higher chakras.
I see.
It can be at the expense of the lower chakras. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but in any case, I would say anything Kimberly sells, I have to try to get her to sell some of my products, okay?
Right.
I mean, whatever she tells people they buy,
that's
because her sources are blessing her products, okay?
Right.
Kimberly sell Ormus?
Huh?
I said, does Kimberly sell Ormus?
Yeah, you didn't get the Ormus for Art from Kimberly?
No, I got it from somebody else who makes it, and they bless it, and they do a lot of special things to it to make it powerful. So, no, this did not come from Kimberly.
Oh, okay. Well,
this
Another say a company in New Mexico that sells plants that are grown in Ormus soil. Green foods. I don't really know much about it. I know Richard had a plant food, an Ormus plant food he was going to experiment with in his greenhouse, but never heard anything back about it.
No, this is made in Canada.
I'm sure there's lots of varieties of it.
Pardon?
There's probably a lot of varieties.
Well, it's made in Canada, and they have a special process that they use to do it.
How much does it cost?
The spray bottle they sell for $15, and then they have a bottle that you take internally, and they sell that one for $45.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the
what,
company?
What is it? Is it a specific mineral or a blend or what is it? What's in it?
Well, it has magnesium in it for sure. And this is new to me as of today, and I'm reading all about it today. The name of the company is HumanaGold.com. HumanaGold.com.
Hey, that's the same as Terry's insurance company.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Now, Dave and Ricky are the couple that have this company, and they've been doing this for years and years. Mm-hmm. And they make it on the full moon, and Ricky is
Believe me, that makes a difference because I make my colloidal silver on the full moon. Mm-hmm. I can make colloidal silver in about an hour, and it normally takes 7 or 8 hours.
Okay. So, Kathleen, that's not a multi-level, is it?
No.
Okay.
What is the mechanism of action of how it works, Dr. Art?
Excuse me? Say that again?
What is the mechanism of action of how it
well,
works?
Well, it just like you're talking about the hemohem, it's transdermal, and you can put it on. But this you can take internally also, but not for like when you said not right, for very long, about a week
right,
or 2 weeks.
Let me give her an answer. Okay, you're not feeling good on this answer.
Okay. All right.
The answer is Ormus is monatomic gold. It's some kind of process.
Not just gold, it could be anything.
Or anything. But it's monatomic, which gives it a certain high vibration when you use it. And it sounds like something you should try. I was hoping you were listening, Prudy, because for your back, since it worked on his neck so well. You know,
that's what I was thinking, yeah. Degenerative disc disease.
So did you write down the company name, Prudence?
I did, yeah.
The name of the people is Dave and Ricky, R-I-K-I, Kane, K-A-N-E. And I've got a phone number if you want to. Are you in the States?
Yes.
All right. The United States number is 909-271-0252.
Great, thank you. I'm going to
order. They've also got a Canadian number too, if you're in Canada. But.
And then also another way to contact them is via email, and that is Dave DAVECIT 2000 at yahoo.ca. And so sometimes they don't answer their phone, so sometimes it's easier to communicate with them through email.
Is that 2,000 twice or just 2,000?
Yes, 2,000 twice, yes.
Twice, okay.
Dave CIT, 2,000 twice at yahoo.ca.
YCA.
California.
Canada. No,
Canada. Canada. Yeah, okay. Canada, that's right,
Canada.
Yeah.
It means Canada.
You know, it sounds like a product that Helen Yeager should try, too.
You know, the Ormus materials are referred to as white powder gold, monatomic gold, in-state gold, and the philosopher's stone. So those are the different names that it's been known by or called by.
Yeah, but that's only monatomic gold. We're talking about magnesium and other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have different types of Ormus. If you go to their website, the Humana Gold, you'll see that they have different types of Ormus. They have like the ruby and the this and the that and the other. You know, they have different combinations of stuff like that.
It's never heard.
What's supposed to be good for you is monatomic iodine. Nascent.
Do what?
Nascent iodine.
Is that called iridium?
No, it's a different mineral or element.
That's different. Okay. Is Helen on the line? Is Helen on the line?
Yes, I'm
Helen.
Yes.
Are you, I mean, it sounds like interesting stuff for you to try, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm searching online for it right now.
All right, I just want to make sure you didn't miss it. Okay. All right.
The website is Humana, HumannaGold.com. HumanaGold.com.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm surprised the insurance company doesn't sue them.
They're in Canada.
They're still suable. All right. Let's move on. We have
Terry.
Other things. How's Terry? Who's asking?
David.
David?
David
Wilson. David. David, how's Terry? I mean, Terry, how's Terry?
My flight count is going up, and which is amazing because it was 0.3 and it jumped up to 1.3.
Oh, nice.
Still low, but
yeah.
You know, I mean, for those of you that want to understand Terry's situation, and I'll share it because in case it ever happens for you, I want you to know this. And she was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma, and that is cancer of the lymph system. And the lymph system in your bone marrow is what produces blood. And she wasn't producing blood. She wasn't, her white blood count was low, and it's still low, okay? And, but it's much higher. It's certainly not normal. Normal, she's 1.3, and normal low is like 4.5 to 5, okay?
But it's gone up a little bit.
It's gone up, and their enthusiasm has gone up, okay? But
yeah.
The thing about it is, because her white blood count was so low, she was getting infections, and she was not fighting them. And so the infections were taking her down. And, you know, if you ever have this kind of situation, I'm telling you so you know what to look for, that now she's being treated by a drug and antibiotics. And, of course, all Terry and my life, in my lives, we have been against cancer drugs and antibiotics. And
right. And
the particular drug for lymphoma is called Rituxan. And in studying it, and two doctors told me this, and they said that it had a very high rate of success for helping people with lymphoma. And we didn't do it a year. We knew about it. We didn't do it, you know, 15 months ago when this first started. And all the other stuff we were doing was seemingly working, including Kimberly. And this time, we did it, okay? We met a really cheery doctor and you know, in Phoenix last time we were here, and they actually did give her one Rituxan treatment. You're supposed to do 4, and we didn't
that
come back
like,
for anymore. What?
That sounds like one of those. That sounds like one of those drugs that they advertise on TV with the really weird happy commercials and the over 50 people walking down the trail. You know, and they're just odd. commercials about these drugs that they haven't, the reason to put them on there, and they're disclosing the side effects more than what the drug is for. If you discover you have these side effects from these drugs, please stop taking them. There's not enough research going into them, and that's why they're helpful, but they're not sure what the side effects are yet. Is this one of those drugs?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't watch TV.
No, I don't either. I don't have a TV either, but I've seen them.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
When I read the side effects, they say not too many people get side effects, but if you get these are the side effects, you know.
Right.
But you know, when they first gave it to her, they gave it to her over a 12-hour period, isn't that right, Terry? 24-hour period. They were treating her with kid gloves. I'm telling you. If I was in here, I think she would be dead, because I have worked so hard to get the hospital staff caring about her. You know, it's really interesting. I don't yell at people. I don't say, you should have done this, you know. And my brother-in-law, who has watched, you know, his wife and his son both die in the hospital. I mean, I know he rants and raves when he goes to the hospital. And they almost throw him out sometimes because he gets so mad
like
at
that
them.
Too.
And they make mistakes. Like, you know, I almost started ranting and raving. I almost did, okay?
Right.
Because, you know, Terry was here for 3 days, then they released her. She goes back to Sedona, and 3 days later, we're back in emergency, and they're ambulancing her back here. And then she's here for another 4 days, and they release her. And she didn't look good once they released her. And I said, I'm not leaving. I'm staying in the motel for a few days to see what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 days later, I took her back to emergency. They checked her in again. Her signs were that bad. And now they're scared to release her. And they know I'm watching. You know, it's like now, you know, she's got the infectious disease doctor. She's got the cancer doctor.
Good,
you know,
they're really
on it. But, you know, when they released her the second time, she thought we were going to go back to Sedona. And I said, no way, you know. And, I mean, it's like you got to cheer. You have to cheer everybody up. I sit in the hallway. I wave to the nurses. I keep everybody, you know, nurses come and people are in the room. I show them the picture of Terry and St. Catherine. Hey, it's very important
right.
This person makes it. You know?
Hey, these are the times where you don't want to hold back any of that information that you were afraid to release because it made you look a certain way. You want to let it out right now. It's almost too late. So just let it out. You're doing great,
all right,
man. Keep her alive. And we're there behind
you.
We're thinking about her.
I know. Well, you know what? If people didn't make donations, I mean, I would have still stayed in the hospital. I would have slept in her room. But to do what I'm doing, my energy has to be really good. And if I got fatigued, which I was, you know, I don't know if I would have done as good a job, right? But, you know, now they all know her. They all love her. They don't care if she's there for a long time. They'll say, okay, we'll just bill the insurance, you know.
Sweet.
So in any case, you know,
You gotta watch.
Valerie Nelson is here too with me.
What's that?
Valerie Nelson is here with me also from Livermore. She says hi.
Valerie?
You. Yeah.
Hi, Valerie.
Yeah, she questions frequently. He said hi. He said hi. Hello.
Now, Art, what should we do next?
Well, just if somebody's got some questions, especially about cancer, I probably got those answers. About a lot, and I probably got some answers for some other stuff too. It just depends, and I'll tell them that I know it, know something or not. You know,
Did you have experience with lymphoma?
Well, I think my thing, what I've seen in the last 25 years with cancer is the fact that the God, if you want to say it this way, God made us perfect, and we screwed it up. Okay. And basically, you got to get the body, because the immune system, if it's working properly, will heal you. I don't care what you got, you know. So if the immune system is down to zero and it's not doing anything, and that's probably the case in Terry's case, is her immune system is also down, not only the fact that she's not making any white or red blood cells.
The white blood cells are very connected to the immune system.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Well, what I've seen over the last 25 years, especially since 2013, because it's kind of like all of a sudden the heavens opened up and I got information that I didn't have before, even though I've been dealing with it for years, you know, for 25 years, for 20 years or better. But in 2013, I happened to get hold of a guy over in Montana who was a master herbalist. And he looked at what I was doing and he said, boy, what you got is really good, except one thing. And I said, what is that? He said, you need to get the bowels clean before you start anything. Because they could be going to the bathroom okay and think they're doing fine, but what's happening is the colon wall has been impacted with feces, et cetera, during the years. And all the nutrients, whether you're taking some type of natural supplements or food, even the food you eat, it's just going in the toilet and it's not getting into the body because the colon is what brings it into the body. So if the walls of the colon are jammed up and the folds are all full of gunk, you're not going to get it. It just goes in the toilet. So no matter what you do, you're not getting it. And once I started using a colon cleanse, which is a two-week deal, and did that for the first 2 weeks and then started treating them, it seemed like, well, I jumped from 85% recovery rate up to a 97% recovery rate, which is pretty damn unusual. I mean, I can hardly even believe it, you know? And it doesn't make any difference what the cancer is. Now, there are certain cancers
What was the name of the colon cleanse?
Well, he makes it for me, and I just call it a colon cleanse, that's all. I mean, it's not on the market anywhere. It's a two-week deal.
Oh, I see.
It's about 90 capsules and then a bag of about 10 ounces of powder. And you start taking the capsules one the first day, two the next day, three the next day, and keep adding until you get diarrhea. And usually on the fourth day you get diarrhea with four capsules. But I've seen people that are so jammed up that it takes 20 capsules a day to break them loose, you know, before they get diarrhea. And so they're really jammed up. And I don't care what you do for them. If the body can't get it, you can't help them, you know. And what I found is if the person's got 30 days to live, normally if the body accepts what's going on, it will turn it around in 30 days. You know, but of course, they can die tomorrow morning on you. Not much you can do about it, you know.
Wing is Judy. Can I ask a question on that, or explain something along those lines?
Yep. Oh, by the way, I know Judy for years, and Judy was and probably partially still is earning her living with a line of products called
Spirit Naturals. Yeah.
New Spirit Naturals.
Reimagine. And I've done all, I've done every kind of colon cleansing, but here's what I just came across hot off the press. I'm very discerning, and I pass on most stuff. But you know Hari Khalsa in L.A.? You probably know him, right, Wynn?
The Sikh doctor, chiropractor, one of the others?
Yes, he's super cutting edge, and he has all kinds of machines and digits and gadgets, and he studied with Jerry Tennant years ago and what have you. But here's what he told me very recently. They are having amazing success with rectal insufflation, if we can say it, rear insufflation with ozone. It's much cheaper, much safer, and they have all these studies on all kinds of things, and it's just, there's a very, you know, it used to be years ago you had to do blood, and it was, like, expensive, and now, Dr. Art, are you familiar with that at all?
Yes, I am, in fact, I sell a very inexpensive ozone machine, $190.
Is that, this one I think is $250, but is that one medical grade enough that you can put it in the body, you know, with a catheter?
Yeah, sure. You do it for about a minute, and you use like a catheter type thing or like an enema type thing, and just inflate the, put it up your rear end or vaginally, either way, especially if there's vaginal cancer, but for about a minute and a half. And that, and then try to hold it, you know, because actually that'll put oxygen, ozone turns to oxygen in the system, and taking it rectally is rectal is almost like putting a shot in you. You know, it's the same thing.
I did it years ago. It was so effective, and then my machine broke. But Hari is telling me that there's, like, studies on all kinds of diseases. I was looking at it specifically more for eye stuff. And believe it or not, it helps macular degeneration. It's for my mom, and it helps. But I know it helps cancer. It's the hugest thing for that. I don't know where it falls with lymphoma. But it's so easy to administer now, and probably under, like you said, you need to humidify it, right? And it's like you need an oxygen thing. It's like maybe, you know, under $500 people can get the whole thing at home, right?
Yeah, right.
So would that help Terry's situation or somebody with cancer?
Well, I think it would.
When Terry was complaining, I said, let's do an ozone insufflation. And we have to do it. We have a medical-grade ozone thing. And you don't even, if you don't use medical grade,
right,
other ones have nitric acid. And
right.
If you're using it four times a day, maybe you should have medical grade. But if you're using it occasionally, you know.
So you guys have a machine for the rectal insufflation?
Well, you can use it for that, yeah.
Well, you could use it for that, but you got to have something that's like a, like an enema, end of an enema that you do an enema with.
There's a place there.
Okay, can I go up there?
The safest way to use it is to use a bag, to fill the bag with ozone,
right,
and then squeeze
that's right.
the bag.
Otherwise,
if you just stick a catheter in your colon, you're not careful, it'll blow up your colon like a balloon.
Hey, bro, did you get a chance to take a look?
Yeah.
But when, don't you have to have a catheter from the bag to the colon?
Yeah, it does. You have a catheter for the back colon, but you control the output by squeezing the back.
It's way beyond that. What they've done is you have
Did Gary ever do it?
And they diminish it. They finally been able to stabilize the redox molecules. So what they've done is they've taken the salt and the chlorine, and they separated it for 4 days, and then they put it back together.
Yeah, I want to make sure, Raiden, we've been remiss. No, you haven't pushed your way into the forefront. You know that? So, before we close the call,
there's sure a lot of background noise. I know that.
Yeah, we got to go because we're almost done. No, we got about two or three minutes. Raiden has this water. It's called Redox.
Oh, somebody just told me about that today. Do you see it, right? Somebody just told me.
And he's having a really good experience. And if you want some, get it from Raiden, because he's doing a multi-level on it, okay?
But that's crazy. Somebody just told me more about it today on Redux and explained it. I did the Astia years ago, and I didn't like the saltiness, but they said it's all changed now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a couple websites I'd like people to write down real quick where it went before we run out of time.
You know what? Anyone's interested, email me and I'll send it to you. The same won't write it down, believe me.
Just look at AmazingMolecules.com.
Okay, AmazingMolecules.com. And Raiden, tell them, Raiden has been going through a rehabilitation of his body from all these accidents, okay? And his body has got really twisted inside. Trucks hitting him, falling into ditches, God knows, you know. And his share what happened with your hand with the Redux.
Well, okay, here's the long and the short of it. I've done all the Ormus. I've done everything you could think of. I live on bioluminous spirulina. I've done this pure water that I've invented that has miraculous stuff on people. Like Wynn said before, I'm an extreme wanderer. So, and that's what Hive said earlier, I'm different. Well, you know, I am, because I just am. But the point of it is that ditch that Wynn said was when I was distracted and an energy pushed me in Cairo, Egypt, in front of the pyramid in this new opening. But the thing of it is, this happened through a God thing. Right when Terry did her last channeling, before the hospital and everything, I asked Ra on, what else did I need to go on? And if I told you my protocols, which we don't have enough time for, most people would be shocked, you know what I mean, and amazed. And so anyway, she said there's got to be something that helps your reconnective tissues get back together. So, like Dr. Art said earlier, if your immune system isn't going, boom, you got nothing. So what happens is we have these redox molecules in every cell of our body. They diminish as we age. So a lot of the other things, iodine might be good for this or that or whatever, but this goes right in to where the last remaining redox molecules are in your body. They talk to them. And they feed them, those die, and new redox cells start growing. So your body heals from inside out. This isn't anything that isn't in your body. So this is completely natural. And that salty taste is because of the process that they do to stabilize this. But I was having severe bruising. I had, I think it was like stage 4 cirrhosis of the liver, plus all this other stuff that I had been going through. You know, there was like an arsenic injection about 3 years ago that took all my white blood cells away. I had to finally clear that out. Yada, yada, yada. This turned me around to where I'm at stage 3. I talked to the company, some of the doctors on the board, and they were shocked. They said, you know, usually people, it's about 90 days before things start happening. But this was just what I needed from Spirit and what Ron was saying that I needed. And so there was like a synchronicity. And this one hand that was always bruising, I goofed up and I shut it in the door. And I cut it and bleeded it. Normally that would have been a 2-week process. It like healed amazingly. There's a gel and a liquid, you know, it just healed up. So it goes to where you need it the most. And let's see, the company's been around 9 years. They're breaking all records now. And there's like big Facebook pages with all the people that were in hospices about ready to die. People came and rubbed it on them. They're out. Just all kinds of good stuff.
I heard you could make an eye drop out of it, too.
Yeah. You can spray it in your eyes. You can do anything with it. You know, they got quadruple patents. This came to, like, God people that were Mormons and things, and Big Pharm tried to infiltrate them and stuff, but they held on to it, and all these synchronicities. So that's all I've really got to say is, like, let's see. I put up a site for Wynn. You can go to www. rara.teamasea. That's ASEA.com.
You're not going to remember that. Just email me. If anyone's
interested. I will.
No, I can't endorse the product yet, although we have some.
This is Dr. Art. I'll endorse it because I use Raiden's water in some of my mixes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a whole other story. But, you know, Doc Art, you got to look at this amazing molecules. Call me on my phone. You got the number. Get Kathleen to get a hold of me. And, you know, I can show you, like, where to go. And
thanks for chatting.
Document the studies.
We're shutting down, guys.
Get out of time.